Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ is All Ministries. God's vision for the church has always comprised a global body of believers, proclaiming the gospel on every continent and in every corner of the world. The whole world is supposed to hear the good news of Jesus Christ crucified and resurrected from the dead. In fact, all people are also to hear that anyone who repent of their sin and turn in faith to Jesus will actually possess the benefits of that accomplished salvation as well. You see, the mission to go and make disciples of all nations ought to be the central mission for all churches and every believer. As we focus our efforts on knowing and making God known, we'll experience His glory and greatness, and we'll see lives and communities transformed in ways that mere human ambitions never can. In today's message titled, Leading Evangelical Movements, Evangelist Paul Acqua shares on why we have to advance God's kingdom vision of evangelizing to our world.
It's our responsibility as disciples of Christ to lead evangelical movements. We are children of God continuing our Father's mission. What's an evangelical movement? Do you have such a movement in your church or establishment? An evangelical movement occurs when the following observations are common. It occurs when church leaders and members are working together in effective outreaches. When believers are growing in their ability to communicate the gospel with clarity and relevance. It occurs when believers are experiencing the spiritual dynamics of witness and gospel conversations become a common practice. Yes, it occurs when new believers are being added to the church, established in the faith, and engaged in the movement. Hallelujah. We need to do things which are central to Jesus' mission. Jesus made a profound statement which inevitably opened up the easy question of what we need to do as his followers. And Jesus came and spoke to them saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." This is the great commission that almost every believer knows about, and it's recorded in Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20. There's another statement here in Acts 1:8, which says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and Samaria, and to the end of the earth." Acts 1:8. Friend, you cannot limit what Jesus said in Matthew 28 that I just read in Acts 1:8 as well. He didn't say that to only the 11 disciples because the work could never be done with few laborers as the harvest is great. He said, "I am sending you to make disciples of all nations." Christ has left it to us to continue his mission on this earth. That is his Father's business, and we have to also continue as he did. Making disciples is the most important mission of the church. But why isn't it happening more or better? I will tell you why. The most obvious reasons that come to light are believers are more interested about getting their needs met than reaching the lost. Many born-again believers do not want to share the truth of the gospel for fear they will offend others. Most churches have too many activities. They are too busy to do other things. Making disciples is not their top priority at all. If evangelism isn't a priority in our churches, the responsibility lies with us, the leaders. It's our responsibility as apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, and church leaders to lead and equip our churches to be evangelistic. Bible says in Ephesians 4:11 to 12 that and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Making disciples is paramount, my friend. Church leaders and mature Christians must understand the importance of discipleship evangelism in order to invest the needed time and resources to train people for the work of the ministry. So, do you want to lead an evangelical movement? The first sign of a person who is leading evangelical movement is a heart of compassion. Pray that God will give you a passion for souls. We are going to be excited about sharing our faith when our hearts are burdened for lost souls, for lost family members, for lost friends and colleagues. There is plentiful harvest of souls for salvation. Christ instructs us to pray for more laborers to be sent into his plentiful harvest field. He says that therefore pray the Lord of the harvest. He wants us to pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. So the question arises that why would God place such a high priority on praying for more laborers? Matthew chapter 9 verse 37 answers that question. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few." You see, believers' prayers play a part in the fulfillment of God's plan for salvation. Pray that God will send more laborers into his harvest. When we begin praying for a cause, whether it be missions, reaching the lost, or witnessing, we become inclined to want to get involved in that cause. This is God's strategy to attack complacency. You see, some of us are complacent. But if you keep praying for this movement, you will be part of it. You know, years ago, I prayed that God would send me as a laborer in his plentiful harvest field. And I am grateful for any way he has answered that prayer. We are to work in his field and also to pray for more laborers to do so. We need to ask God to give us a burden for souls. This should be part of our daily prayer life. Lord, give me a burden for people. Give me a burden for souls. Make me sensitive to those who don't know Jesus. Open my eyes, Lord, that I can see people who need you. May we never walk past opportunities to share our faith. The next thing to do if you want to lead an evangelical movement is to train others. As you develop heart for the lost, you want to help others develop that same heart. A leader of an evangelical movement is the person who shares the truth of the gospel, who shares the truth that Jesus has told us, and shares the truth that the apostles and other disciples have told us. We pass that on to others. That's why Jesus said, "Go and make disciples of all nations." He didn't simply say, "You go and do the job, and when you finish, it's all over." It did not stop there, because it was his desire and plan that those apostles would teach others. We find out in the book of Acts what followed after Pentecost. The early disciples did as expected of them, and we have to follow their example. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. That's recorded in Acts chapter 2, verse 42. They were doing exactly what the apostle Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. "And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." You see, after Jesus ascended back to the Father in heaven, we became his representatives to continue his ministry. He said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." So if we are to change a nation, we must not only lead them to Jesus, but continue to teach them so that their minds can be renewed. Then we must train other faithful people from those cultures to teach these truths to their own people. That's what we read in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. and the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses. Commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. The word commit means to put in trust or charge, or entrust, to bind or obligate. You see, if you want to lead an evangelical movement, the next thing to do is to plan a sermon series to open up your congregation's heart for lost people. Once you and your leaders develop a love for the lost, it's time to spread it to your congregation. Preach a series of sermons to get them seeking for the lost. They will be seeking the lost with you. Over the years, I have been invited by different churches during my evangelical trips to preach sermon series to open up their congregation's heart for lost people. I found it very effective because those churches who are doers of the word have been growing. I wrote a book, The Message Everyone Needs to Hear, so I could lead church leaders and believers in learning to evangelize and subsequently lead an evangelistic movement. I recommend you to get a copy of that book. I have written articles on evangelism. You can go to our website, siaminc.com, and click on Evangelism Articles button for resources. And for pastors and church leaders, I recommend you take your members through this book, The Message Everyone Needs to Hear. The next thing to do when leading evangelical movement is to set a date for a church program. A church program gets everyone moving in the same direction because the sermon series, training, and personal studies focus everyone on learning the same biblical truths and principles. Choose a program that people need. The gospel addresses people's needs. Everybody needs the message of the gospel. There are people who are living without hope. They think their problems are so endless, their solutions so impossible, and their sins so big. Such people desperately need Jesus. You have to have good plans. They are not just coming for services. They don't just come. They come with their burdens. They come with their problems, with their challenges, with their anger, with their frustration, with sicknesses and infirmities. They come with all sorts of things. Very few will come with testimonies. Very few will come to you and say, "Pastor, I have some testimony to share." No, most of them will come with problems. You will hear all sorts of problems. Things you never thought were possible. Now you are hearing them as a pastor, as an evangelist, as a prophet, as a teacher, as an apostle. But with the help of the Holy Spirit, you can handle anything. The Bible says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." People who don't go to church will more likely come to church programs hoping to find a solution to their problems. They will find out once they start coming that the solution they really need is Jesus. The next thing to do is to teach your church to be inviters. It's time to ask yourself why your congregation doesn't invite their friends to church. There are three reasons at least. One would be that they don't have friends who don't go to church, or they don't have the courage to invite them. Or worst of all, they don't trust that their friends will have a good experience at your church. Teach your congregation or your group to build godly relationships. The next thing you have to do is to follow up with all your newcomers, and especially with new believers. Expect that people who receive Christ will come back to church. Therefore, put a system for follow-up in place. You also need to have a team of mentors who are ready to begin a few weeks of one-on-one new beginners in Christ meetings with new believers. You will also need to provide personal evangelism training and opportunity for evangelistic mission trips. You may get a copy of my book, The Message Everyone Needs to Hear. And if you haven't received Christ as your personal Savior, this is the time to receive Him so you can join this movement. If you will, you may pray this prayer after me. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.